Hi, everybody. Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. We have a new episode, and again, on location as usual, because we're kicked out of the studio once again. Because something cool's happening this week. It's the .NET Conf that's happening at the show.
Yeah, and we're shooting at the Student Center building, right? It's in the Bellevue downtown. It's a great building, great views around. Yeah. And
I just wish the weather was better so that way I don't be freezing in this t-shirt. But other than that, I think this is great. There's a little wind. Doesn't help with my hair.
But, who's in this building?
I think we have Bing is in this building. Mm-hmm. Bing, and there's a lot of Cortana, actually. I know this Cortana is in this building, so I work with those guys as well. So it's a big building. It's the middle of Bellevue. So there's a lot of cool stuff happening, some really good views, and you can look at the lake behind us, and you can look at Mount Rainier when it's okay, but other than that, it's a great place.
Rainier is not visible. So we start from the reason why they kicked us out from the Building 20, right?
Yes, .NET Conf was happening this week. If you haven't seen it, it's all on Channel 9. Go and check it out. There's a lot of cool stuff happening. There's really cool keynotes. The big keynote, I think, that's happening on day two by Miguel, right, from Xamarin. He talked about a lot of cool stuff that's coming out, talked about all the updates that's happening on Visual Studio for Xamarin, for Visual Studio, Xamarin Studio on Mac, and all the stuff that's coming out. So definitely go check that out and watch all the videos.
NetRe was also cool. They shared some interesting stats. For example, like the most surprising stat for me was that if you take .NET, the open source part of .NET, like .NET Core, for example, and you see all the contributions from different companies, apart from Microsoft, Google is the biggest one. Yeah, which is a big surprise for me.
I actually did not see that. That's really surprising.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's a good surprise in a good way. So you definitely want to check it out.
Cool.
Next big thing, Xbox update.
So yes, we've had a lot of churn about the new Xbox update that's coming out this summer. And Major Nelson, most people know Major Nelson, he's the Xbox guy, had a whole blog post and an interview with Mike Ybarra talking about what's coming up. And the biggest thing, surprise, surprise, it's Cortana. We've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah.
So Cortana is now in preview. A lot of people in the US and UK, Spain, a lot of different countries have the preview right now. And they are playing around with the Cortana features. It works through the Kinect, works through the headset. It's really cool stuff there. There's also some updates coming around the UI, around the way that the games drawer works. There's a lot of updates coming up on the on Windows as well, on the Xbox app, on game record features. So that's really cool stuff. So if you have a chance, go to the blog post, watch the interview. It's really cool stuff.
Yeah, and you will see how basically Xbox and Windows 10 converging together, and like eventually they will come closer and closer.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, the cool stuff happening next week is E3. Right?
Talking about Xbox and all stuff about games, this thing is next week, and we're definitely going to talk about it because there will be a bunch of announcements. But just in case if you don't know, if you somehow missed the fact that E3 is coming next week, it's coming. So make sure you watch the Microsoft press conference. And I believe it's going to be on the 13th, right?
Yeah.
So there will be some announcements, there will be cool games, obviously, and you all will want to play. And
there's a lot of VR stuff happening, too, over there, right?
Oh,
there's
going to
be VR from HTC, VR from Oculus, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, the news feed, at least for me, is full of VR stuff, and it's really good. And talking about VR, this week HTC and Valve announced that despite that there was a big queue for ordering Vives, starting this week, they ship Vives within 3 days, 3 business days. So that's really amazing, given that the fact that for any high-end VR stuff like Oculus or Vive, basically that's too not available, you need to wait for a long time to get it. Now you can just go on their website, order it, and they ship it within 3 days. Awesome.
They must have a lot of these already built, you know, if they're shipping them that fast.
Yeah.
They also announced a new version of Vive, right? The business edition of Vive?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There will be also a business edition. And like, I'm looking forward to some kind of that announcement from Oculus. It should be one.
Next week is going to be pretty cool.
Next week is going to be amazing.
Well, we'll go away from the games a bit. Let's talk about Visual Studio. So there's a new update for Visual Studio 2015, update 3. It's in release candidate right now, actually. And there's a blog post by John Montgomery on MSDN Blogs that talks about all the cool stuff that's coming up in this release candidate. So you have all kinds of stuff from all the way from Apache Cordova to Hockey App. General improvements on the Visual Studio IDE, a lot of improvements around the tools for diagnostic and debugging, so really cool stuff to play around with. And it's just really cool to see the speed at how these updates are coming up now these days. We just had update 2 at Build, like less than 2 months ago, and now it's update 3 RC already.
I must mention that they also have improvements in C++ compiler, in C++ edit and continue feature, and it's all important for those of you who do real development with C++, right?
We get it. You're a C++ developer. You can shut up now. Now, a little bit about C# developers. There's a new cross-platform build automation system called Cake. Now there's a lot of different automation systems. There's Cake, there's F-Sharp, there's Fake, and there's all these different automation systems.
Of course.
Cake is actually one that is all done using C#. So when you're building this automation, your build automation scripts, you write it all in C#, supports all kinds of types of build platforms like MS Build, et cetera. Mm-hmm. It works on Windows, Linux, OS X. It's really cool. Definitely check it out. Just makes life a lot easier when you're building these projects.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of samples for this.
I love it because every time you start working with a certain build automation system or setup automation system, you need to learn another language. This just kills me. Like, here you can just use C#.
Or somebody else has already done for you in a different language, and then they leave the company, you have to relearn it everything again. Yeah, that's always fun.
It's always fun. That's how people keep learning.
Yeah. Okay, next story. Well, I didn't know this, but we actually have a bug bounty in Microsoft where you can actually find bugs for different types of products and get money for them
or
get
some kind of prizes for
them.
Bugs.
We pay for that. And there's a new one announcing now for .NET and ASP.NET starting in July. It's going to last for 3 months. And it's about finding all kinds of bugs in .NET Core and the ASP.NET platform. It's a really good opportunity because we have the new updates coming up and everyone's been already updated to RC2, so it's going to be a great way to do it.
Yeah, the previous bounties were really successful. That's why we keep pushing it, and we see this is a good opportunity for us to find bugs and fix them, and it's a good opportunity for you to earn some money, right? And also spend some time diving into the code and trying the technology and be on
and
the
It's all open source now on GitHub as well, so it might be even easier to find these bugs. You can actually see the code and how it works.
Yeah, you can even
find
fix
resolutions.
Them. Yeah, just
exactly.
Find them and fix it. Cool. HoloLens, of course. Cannot be a week without HoloLens. There are actually two news about HoloLens. The first thing is that Wave 3 started shipping. They started shipping Wave 3 of HoloLens. So if you are in Wave 3 of HoloLens pre-orders, you're going to be excited now.
That was fast.
Very soon
Wave 1 actually went out. That wasn't like 2 months ago?
No, Wave 1 was probably 2 months ago. It was basically April.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So now it's Wave 3. It's so fast.
Yeah, and it's getting faster, but that's what Alex Kipman said basically on Twitter, that they're going a bit faster than they planned, and it's amazing.
Really cool. And then they have a new app,
right? That's the actual news.
I just want to make sure I keep you on track here.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
I know it's about lunchtime.
Yeah. another news, it's just a good app made for measuring stuff. So you know that HoloLens, it's all about mixing real world and virtual world. It's mixed reality. So talking about a real part of this experience, you can measure things. So you can basically gaze in a certain corner or like a point, air tap, and then gaze at another one, air tap, and then this app is going to measure real distance between these two points in 3D space, in three-dimensional space in real world.
This is great. If you want to spend a lot of money on a tape measure and you want to actually do it with a physical one, this is a great way to do it.
Yeah. No comment.
Anyway, another thing that was open source by Microsoft this week is the Microsoft Edge WebGL implementation, which is really cool. You can go in, dive into the code. There's not really project process, so you can't really automatically build it. You have to do a lot of a little bit more work. Mm-hmm. But you have the source code of how the WebGL implementation in Edge is implemented?
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces of WebGL implementation in Edge, and all of them have some like really good findings and really good technologies, tips and tricks you may use in your projects. So this is a good opportunity to dive in. And for example, they have a GLSL parser and converter to HLSL because they run WebGL on top of DirectX, and you can actually compare it to the one that Angle has and see if you can improve either this side or that side. That's amazing.
Good to see, have all this insight in how things work, so we can actually improve them and find issues a lot quicker than having everything just being closed.
Yeah, open source is amazing. So it's that moment.
Pick of the week.
Pick of the week. And we start with my pick of the week, which is an early access program for Minecraft Education Edition. We already talked a lot about Education Edition, which is basically a version of Minecraft for teachers and pupils. So teachers can teach you or teach your kids in a fun way. So instead of explaining you very important things they usually do, they usually explain and teach in schools, they can do it in a fun way with Minecraft because kids love Minecraft. Imagine like learning about ice like covering the mountains and how important it is for like water supply and everything for farmers and like all of us. Imagine learning this in a fun way using Minecraft. So basically we opened Minecraft, opened the early access program for teachers to check it out, to try it and understand like how it works, to give us, to provide us the feedback. And it's now open following the general announcement, basically. Cool.
Cool stuff. Yeah. Mine's actually a lot more less technical than yours. It's actually a really fun old news or article that Bill Gates on his GatesNotes.com website posted this week. It's an article, Why He Would Raise Chickens. It's very exciting,
why?
I know.
Why?
But he goes through a lot of good arguments on if you're poor, if you're in a poor country and you need a way to survive or a way to to have a good life, one way to get started too is by raising chickens, and it's actually a really good way to do that. And this reminds me of in my childhood when I was actually on a farm raising chickens with my family. I have pictures of me holding chickens in my hand, so it's actually pretty cool. But he talks about all the reasons why chickens are important. Things like if you raise chickens, you can start with 5 chickens, and before you know it, you have 40 chickens on your hand. They're very low maintenance. Feeding them, they can just feed themselves, or they can just roam around. Building them a place to live is just a few pieces of wood and some wire, and just really easy to do that, really easy to get started. Plus, it feeds you really easily. It has a lot of protein in the eggs, the protein in the meat. You can sell them really easily in a lot of these developing countries. It's a really good article to go and read and just get an understanding of it.
And you can complain, why the hell are we talking about that? The reason is because like simple things sometimes are so important, but so simple, so we stop thinking about it, right? And we start ignoring it, and like we're just taking it as a usual thing. Same principles are applied to IT. That's why Bill is talking about it.
That's really cool. So I think that's all we have for you this week. Sorry for the last week on Channel took so long. It took a little bit of time for me to bring it all the way from India. The internet was not that great, so I think it had a low transfer speed. Mm-hmm. We bring it on a plane on a USB drive, but everything got there. Hopefully this was helpful, and hopefully see you next week.
Thank you, and have fun.
Thank you.